Welcome to the Inspiring Tech Leaders podcast with me, Dave Roberts. In this episode, I'm going to explore the world of social media platforms and how these platforms are being used by businesses to generate revenue and raise brand awareness. The podcast will focus on three of the most social media platforms. So we've heard a lot about the launch of Instagram Threads and of course the rebrand of Twitter to X. There is also the often controversial TikTok platform that has more divided opinion than Marmite. So let's start with the latest social media platform to enter the market, Instagram Threads. Mark Zuckerberg has described Threads as an open and friendly space for conversations. It is building on the success of Instagram to create an app that is text-driven to encourage sharing of ideas and discussing what's on your mind. In a similar fashion to X, you can share text updates and join public conversations on Threads, with posts up to 500 characters long. Posts can also include links, photos, and videos of up to 5 minutes in length. Of course, the platforms also offer the premium subscription services that provide the additional features and functionality. XBlue is the paid subscription service that adds a blue checkmark to your account and offers early access to new features. The pricing is localized, but at the moment, pricing starts at £9.60 in the UK and $8 in the US per month. X have also launched a new service called Verified Organizations, which is a service for businesses, governments, and nonprofits. This provides a gold checkmark and comes with affiliation badges, premium support, and impersonation defense, and many more features. The impersonation defense service is available for all verified organizations and their affiliated accounts. The accounts are monitored for changes which include display names, profile photos and usernames, so any unusual behaviour is then flagged for further review if impersonation is detected. Of course, Meta has a similar service called Meta Verified, which is a subscription bundle to help you establish your presence on Instagram and Threads. Meta Verified is available in most regions for $14.99 per month when you subscribe within the app. It's worth noting, though, that when you subscribe on Instagram, the verified badge will also appear on your Threads profile. It won't, however, also include Facebook. If you want to have Facebook verified, this is a separate process and a separate fee. But what are the benefits of the verified accounts? Well, it lets people know that your account or page is authentic and credible, and it protects you against any impersonators. Verified accounts are often better placed within search results, which makes it easier for your community to connect with you and your content, brand, service, product, or information that you're trying to share. We then come on to TikTok for Business, which is great if you primarily want to connect with Gen Z and millennial demographics. TikTok provides the opportunity for you to showcase your creativity and leverage the potential of viral campaigns with extensive distribution. Now, this is particularly attractive to those brands that may have a relatively low number of subscribers, because the TikTok algorithm focuses on content popularity rather than the numbers of followers. TikTok also has reportedly over 1 billion monthly users across their platform, which provides significant potential for a business wanting to raise brand or product awareness within a key demographic. The good news is that a TikTok business account is free and easy to set up. However, if you want to place ads on TikTok, then it's going to be a paid-for service. In the UK, the TikTok ads start at around £8 per thousand impressions, and you need to spend at least £400 on each campaign. So you need to think carefully about how you approach this type of advertising. Does your business really need to be active on these platforms, though? No matter what your thoughts on that question are, there's no denying that social media platforms enable you to connect with a wide audience and target particular interest groups and potential new customer bases. So using hashtags and targeting options helps you to reach audiences interested in specific topics or locations. The social platforms will enable you to gather valuable feedback about your products, services, solutions that you offer, and can enable you to convey what your brand ethos and organizational ethics are. We know that sometimes the feedback won't always be positive, and sometimes there needs to be communication with customers or consumers in times of crisis. It's critical that complaints or negative criticisms are addressed in an appropriate manner to protect the reputation of your business or organisation. As it stands today, there is something in the region of 130 different social media platforms. Many of these you will never have heard of before and perhaps are quite niche with their target audiences. However, with the number of social media accounts per person in the UK and US being 7, and that number increasing to 11 in India, it's important that businesses have an omni-online presence so that your brand is seen across multiple areas of a person's online life and encourages more loyalty to the brand, product, or service. The latest research shows that there's now almost 4.9 billion social media users across the world, and that number just continues to grow. The businesses that can take advantage of these new social platforms, which may initially not appear to be relevant, can often gain first mover advantage and therefore outpace their competitors. Businesses that fail to adopt a social media strategy will find themselves becoming less competitive and perhaps even irrelevant in a world that has become obsessed with an online connectivity 24/7. Most importantly though, you need to ensure that your social postings are helping to address your business goals and challenges. It's important to focus on those social networks that can add value and connect with the appropriate audience. It is also important to remember to extend your social marketing campaigns within your own organizations, as your employees are fantastic brand advocates for what you will want to achieve. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Inspiring Tech Leaders podcast, and perhaps it sparked some new ideas for creativity and how to interact with social media in a new way to promote your business in a different way. Thanks for listening. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for more Inspiring Tech Leaders.